The manhunt continues for the gunman who shot and killed a healthcare company CEO outside a hotel in New York City. And cryptocurrency Bitcoin hits a milestone. These stories and more highlight your unbiased updates for Thursday, December 5th, 2024. The manhunt for the gunman continues as more details are released about the fatal shooting of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson as he was walked into a Hilton hotel in New York City Wednesday morning, December 4th. Family and friends are mourning one of the top executives of the world's largest health insurer. 50-year-old Brian Thompson, the CEO of United Healthcare, was shot and killed in what appears at this early stage of our investigation to be a brazen targeted attack. NYPD Commissioner Jessica Tisch said, "This does not appear to be a random act of violence. The victim was in New York City to speak at an investor conference. It appears a suspect was lying in wait for several minutes, and as the victim was walking to the conference hotel, the suspect approached from behind and fired several rounds. The deadly shooting was captured on surveillance video, and police released images from the scene." Authorities said the masked gunman walked up behind the CEO and shot him in the back at point-blank range. At a press conference Wednesday, NYPD Chief of Detectives Joseph Kenney described what happened next. "The shooter then walks toward the victim and continues to shoot," he said. "It appears that the gun malfunctions as he clears the jam and begins to fire again. The shooter then flees on foot northbound into an alleyway between 54th Street and 55th Street. Police said once the shooter took off from outside the hotel, he got on an electric bike and was last seen riding into Central Park in Manhattan. They also said they recovered a cell phone in the alleyway and are working to see if it is linked to the shooting. Investigators are speaking to Thompson's co-workers and family members to see if he received any specific threats leading up to the shooting. Thompson joined United Healthcare in 2004 and was named CEO in 2021. United Healthcare's parent company, United Health Group, issued a statement calling Thompson a highly respected colleague and friend. It added, "Our hearts go out to Brian's family and all who were close to him." Thompson's wife, Paulette, also released a statement saying, "We are shattered to hear about the senseless killing of our beloved Brian. Brian was an incredibly loving, generous, talented man who truly lived life to the fullest and touched so many lives. Most importantly, Brian was an incredibly loving father to our two sons and will be greatly missed. We appreciate your well wishes and request complete privacy as our family moves through this difficult time." As the investigation continues, police are urging anyone with information to give them a call. In California, two kindergartners are in extremely critical condition after a shooting at a religious K-8 school Wednesday afternoon. Butte County Sheriff Corey Honea said the shooting happened around 1 p.m. local time at Feather River Adventist School near Palermo, north of Sacramento. Authorities said the gunman, who had been dropped off at the school by an Uber, and just before the shooting, met with the principal about enrolling a student. Investigators are looking into whether that meeting was just a ruse for the man to get on campus. When deputies got to the scene, they found the shooter dead near the school playground from an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. Police said the gunman had no prior connection to the school or the 5-year-old and 6-year-old boys he shot. Investigators believe he might have targeted the Seventh-day Adventist school because of its church affiliation. Whether or not this is a hate crime or whether or not it's part of some sort of larger scheme, Honea said at a press briefing Wednesday night. At this point, I don't have enough information to provide an answer to that. Authorities believe they have figured out who the shooter is, but they're not releasing information about his identity as of yet. The Justice Department said the Memphis Police Department regularly violates black people's rights. The DOJ released its findings Wednesday from an investigation into the police department following the death of Tyre Nichols after a traffic stop in 2023. The civil rights investigation started 6 months after Nichols was kicked, punched, and hit with a police baton as 5 officers tried to arrest him, ultimately leading to his death. The federal investigation concluded Memphis police used excessive force and conducted illegal stops, searches, and arrests, as well as unlawfully discriminated against black people. The DOJ said the city of Memphis and the MPD cooperated fully with its investigation. However, the city of Memphis said in a letter Wednesday it would reject a preliminary agreement on a legally binding consent decree for federal oversight of its police department. In the letter, the city's attorney said, "The investigation and unreleased findings only took 17 months to complete, compared to an average of 2 to 3 years in almost every other instance, implying a rush to judgment. She added city officials first need the chance to review, analyze, and challenge the allegations. At least 21 people are dead after an Israeli strike on a tent camp housing displaced Palestinians in Gaza Wednesday, according to the director of a hospital in the nearby city, Khan Yunis. The Israeli military claimed it struck senior Hamas militants involved in terrorist activities in the Mawasi area and took precautions to minimize harm to civilians. A spokesman for Gaza's civil defense agency said 5 children were killed in the strike, which they claim was one of several deadly strikes across the Gaza Strip on Wednesday. Bitcoin prices are booming. The price of a single Bitcoin surged Wednesday to more than $100,000, marking the first time the 16-year-old cryptocurrency hit 6 figures. Bitcoin's milestone came just hours after President-elect Donald Trump announced Paul Atkins as his pick to be the next chairman of the Securities and Exchange Commission. Atkins was an SEC commissioner during George W. Bush's presidency and is known to be a strong supporter of cryptocurrencies. Current SEC Chair Gary Gensler has said he will step down from the role on January 20th, the day of Trump's inauguration. One restaurant brand is looking to make a comeback as it hopes to attract customers searching for a taste of nostalgia. The Mexican restaurant chain Chi-Chi's is planning to once again open its door starting next year. Michael McDermott, the son of the chain's co-founder, struck a deal with Hormel Foods, which owns the Chi-Chi's trademark. Chi-Chi's closed its last restaurant in 2004 following a hepatitis A outbreak that was linked to 4 deaths and sickened more than 600 people. McDermott said, "There is an opportunity to bring back the brand in a way that resonates with today's consumers, but specifics on menu items and locations have not yet been revealed."